Today, we will study lesson number 29 in Mishnayos Maseches Yoma, Perek 8, the 8th chapter, the 4th and 5th Mishnayos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet Nehe. We've been learning about the inui, the self-affliction of fasting, of not eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. At what age does that begin? Now, for most mitzvos in the Torah, there's an inyan of chinuch, when they're supposed to educate one's children to do, perform various mitzvos long before they are benos or b'nei mitzvah. For girls, age 12 in a day. For boys, age 13 in a day. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's different. The rules of chinuch are different. Hatinokos, young children, Ein ma'aninoson b'yom ha'kippurim. You don't force them to fast on Yom Kippur. From the Rambam, it would seem that not only don't you force them, but you're not permitted to prevent them from eating on Yom Kippur. Avol mechanchinoson. Nevertheless, you train them to fast at least for a few hours a day. Lifnei shono v'lifnei shnosai, a year or 2 years before they reach their age of becoming adult. Gemara explains that the Mishnah means here, if the young boy is weak, then you are mechanech him, you begin to train him to fast for several hours the year before he's bar mitzvah. However, if he's healthy and strong, you begin to train him 2 years before, when he's 11. And similarly for a girl. If she's weak, you begin to train her when she's 11. If she's stronger, when she is 10. Bishvil sheyihyu regilin b'mitzvos. In order that they become acquainted or familiar or trained in mitzvos. Now this Mishnah gets a bit complicated. Indeed, the Meiri, who explains this Mishnah at great length, says, Mishnah zo v'sugya shelo, this Mishnah, and the passage in the Gemara which explains it, and upsak hayotze mimeno, the bottom line halacha which is derived from this Mishnah and its Talmudic explanation, mibulbal, B'yad ha-meforshim, is very confusing among the commentators. The Rambam, in his commentary on this Mishnah, explains it all as follows. He says that boys, from the time they are 13 full years, and girls, from the time they are 12 full years, must fast min ha-Torah, if they've shown signs of puberty. Physical signs of purity. The Rambam writes, because females can tolerate a fast better than males. That males are more sensitive, more delicate than females. Interesting. He continues to say that both boys and girls, from year 11, in other words, 2 years before bar mitzvah for a boy, 1 year before bas mitzvah for a girl, should begin to fast midrabanon all day long because of chinuch. When they're 9 or 10, depending upon their physical strength and health, they fast for several hours, but no difference between boys and girls. So that, according to the Rambam, there are three stages. It's a stage beginning at age 9 or 10, no difference boys or girls, when they should train a child to begin fasting for a few hours. The second stage, which is at age 11, for boys and for girls, you begin to train them in chinuch, in fasting all day. And then, when the girl reaches 12, when the boy reaches 13, he must fast min ha-Torah. But again, there are various other approaches. I've simply shared with you the Rambam's approach in his commentary on this Mishnah. If we continue to Mishnah, We learn, Ubra Shehiricha. You have a pregnant woman who smells on Yom Kippur the fragrant smell of some food, some fruit, or something cooking. And it was believed, and maybe true, that if a woman is pregnant and is denied something that she desperately wants to have because she smells this delicious fragrance, that this is dangerous for the woman. So ma'achila nosa, you feed her from of this substance, ad shetoshiv nafsha, until she feels better, until she says, oh, now I feel fine. Pikuach nefesh, she's in danger, she's entitled to eat what she smells. However, the Gemara explains that before you feed her, you tell her, my dear, today is Yom Kippur, you realize today is Yom Kippur. And if she says, I don't care, I've got to have it, I feel faint, I must eat though I smell, then we give it to her first, pochos mikashir, you give her a little bit, less than the shir of kuseva sagasa or melo lugmov. And if that's not sufficient, you give her whatever she needs, achetoshiv nafsha. This is with regards to a pregnant woman. When it comes to a chola, a person who is ill, so you have to determine whether the person is ill to the extent that he must eat on Yom Kippur, or perhaps he's ill, but fasting won't be detrimental to him, or maybe fasting will be good for him. So ma'achila noso al pi bekiyin. You consult the doctors. If the doctors say he's got to eat, he eats. V'yemein shom bekiyin. If there are no doctors around, ma'achila noso al pi atzmo. You ask him, do you think you have to eat? You know, it's Yom Kippur today, but are you so sick that you must eat? And if he says, yes, I've got to eat, you feed him ad sheyom adai, until he says, oh, I've had enough, I'm fine. The Gemara explains that even if there are doctors present, and the doctor says, look, this guy is fine, no problem, he can fast, and the sick person says, what do you mean? I must eat. I know I must eat. I feel so bad. If I don't eat, I might be chas v'sholem dead. Then, in spite of what the doctors say, you listen to the chola. You listen to the patient. Because there is a great klal, a great rule, posuk in Mishlei, which says, lev yodea moras nafsho. The heart knows its own bitterness. A person knows best what's good for him, even physiologically. And if the person says he must eat, and the doctor says he does not have to eat, nevertheless, you feed him on Yom Kippur. And so we have completed lesson number 29.